Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Good morning. How's everyone doing today? Hope everyone's well. I see cyanide's already in the house. Very funny, cyanide. Always on top of it, way over there somewhere near Amsterdam. Funny guy, too, I bet. I bet you crack everybody up. Okay, I'm getting double-tasking here. Multitasking as usual, that's me. It's Lombardo, multitasker. Wow, what day is today? The 4th? It's not even the Epiphany, and I want to take down my tree. I don't know if you celebrate the Epiphany where you are, but it's a fun day. That's what we celebrated back in the day. That was our thing. What do we need? Let's start with a little Lucy Arnaz for cyanide to start off the day.
Ale, 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 ale.
Ale. Hey, Steve Mendoza, how's your show going? And I wish you would email me when it's going to be on. It's hard to schedule things, as you know. I never know when I'm in or out or working. However, I've been sick, so I've been home. And that's what's been happening with me, Steve Mendoza. When are you going to do Mike Toro's open mic? For those of you listening, there's a chat room, which anyone can join if you go and you give Blog Talk Radio you log in or you sign up for it, kind of. And what happens is they give you a name or you give your own name, and then you can join the chat, like Cyanide, way the heck over there. It's always near quitting time. It's 10:30 here, so it must be near quitting time for you, Cyanide, right? Oh, Cyanide's a great listener from all the way across the sea. Oh, man. Very interesting. I had a family thing. The show was postponed. Okay, you keep doing it. Don't give up. Don't give up. Because you know, Steve, like the Apple Sisters.
Hello, Apple Sisters. I am your biggest fan.
Hey, how'd you get in here?
I don't care how you got in here, as long as you stay.
Well, aren't you nice? Would you like an autograph?
Oh, I'd love an autograph. Oh, Zeta, you're so caring and pious.
Oh, thank you. Shut up. That's so sweet. Shut up.
And Cora, you're so beautiful, and you're just like a newspaper spreading the news.
Oh, thank you. Just shut up. Just shut up.
And Candy, you have such wonderful penmanship.
Oh, shut up.
And you're all so funny.
Shut up.
And you have great dance moves, and your hair is nice.
Oh, come on, shut up.
You're very topical.
Shut up.
And you look good in primary colors, which is not easy to do, trust me.
Oh, thank you, shut up.
You're just wonderful. You're the tops, you're the greatest, you're the cat's meow, you're the bee's knees.
Shut up.
Oh, Apple Sisters, I love
you. Shut
You gotta love the Apple Sisters. Check them out, www.applesisters.com. They've got some terrific videos you've got to check out. And also watch the Nancy Lombardo show. Cyanide, I think you can watch it if it's 7 o'clock, which is probably tomorrow, your time, 7 o'clock Fridays, New York time, on the Internet, www.mnn.org, for those of you listening outside of New York City. Otherwise, you can watch it on channels 83, 56, and 34 in New York City. I have no idea what's on because I had to send off stuff from the road. But let's hear some more Apple Sisters because they're 40s and they're fun.
Tell me a life-changing, thrilling action-adventure movie that'll make me laugh, cry, sing, cry again, laugh a little more, and fill me with a sense of redemption. Or get out!
We have just that kind of a story. It's about...
How'd you like that, Betty Jo? I know you're listening by phone. What is it with your computer? I don't know why Blog Talk Radio goes in and out, other than it's your local Wi-Fi not picking it up or the signal gets interrupted. Don't know why. Sometimes it just happens. You might be getting an email at the same time or something from the Internet. Who knows? But Betty Jo Tucker is in the House Movie Attic headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. I love that show. Next Tuesday at 4 p.m., she's very excited about finally booking Mac and Kyle, a dynamic duel. Oh, her computer's in the hospital. All right, let's see. Film critic Mac Bates and filmmaker Kyle Olson join Movie Attic headquarters on January 8th to discuss their exciting projects, including Milwaukee Summer Entertainment Camp and sitcom pilots for Robert and Rosie Show. Roommates Kyle, whose credits include Glee, The Bachelor, Dancing with the Stars, is working on a feature-length documentary about 2012 summer camp. And Mac, Kyle's sitcom co-writer, contributes freelance articles to Milwaukee Journal Sentinel and serves as a staff blogger for Milwaukee's official film blog, 4 p.m. Tuesdays. Don't miss Movie Attic headquarters and everyone joining in. Steve, I know you're out in Queens. Cyanide, you're somewhere near Amsterdam, but I have some guests in the chat room. I don't know your names because you just signed in, but I'm glad you did. And post where you're from. How about some more Apple Sisters? They're just funny to me.
Hello, handsome, how do you do? Hello, handsome, what a brew. Hello, handsome, care to bowl with a handsome coffee roaster. If you need a cup today of the best looking brew, got some hot and average Java just for you. The most attractive coffee you've ever seen. It's handsome, roasted, coffee bean. Hello.
Chris and Tyler.
Hello, Apple Sisters.
Hello, handsome.
Say, how do you get that coffee to be so handsome?
Yeah, it must be real difficult and complicated.
It's just three easy steps.
Step one, roast the most roast
the town. Dee, we start with science to make our coffee so darn handsome.
Wowee, science!
Every unattractive bean goes through our vintage, fully restored and customized Probot UG22 coffee roaster and comes out handsome.
Ooh!
Careful, it's science.
Science was tricky.
Step two, perky, perky, percolator.
Say, how do you get the handsome from the bean?
Our world champion barista wrangles the handsomeness right out of the bean.
Wow, that's one hot brew.
Want a wrangle made too?
Step three! Drip, drip, drippity, drippity, drip!
Finally, the most important part. Serve it with a smile and slurp up the handsome.
Heavenly, it's the second coming of coffee.
Wow, this coffee's so handsome, even I'm attracted to it.
Is it me or the coffee that's so hot?
It's definitely the coffee.
Ah, nuts!
No, beans!
I love flicking beans.
Every cup starts right here in glamorous, sunny Los Angeles, Hollywoodland, California. Handsome coffee. They've got beans and brawn. Aw, heck, let's just sing about it.
Put some hot, handsome coffee to your lips. Get better looking with every sip. Try the most attractive coffee we've ever seen. It's the handsome roasted coffee.
Coffee made handsome.
Hello, handsome.
Warning, may cause sudden effects of handsomeness and good-lookingness.
Terrific. Well, we missed the mom and pop shop, but we'll always have George Bettinger when he's around. He does great promos, and he's just waiting to start up another show, so don't give up on the mom and pop shop yet. Your wife works near Princeton. Okay. I thought you lived in Queens, Steve. You're so confusing, boy. You're so confusing. Steve, how about a little of the comedy of your friend, good friend and comedian, Bob Greenberg? Let's have a little Bob Greenberg comedy, huh? I think so. I think so.
Bob Greenberg! Maureen! And let's hear it for the band, folks. The band, you're doing a great job, fellas. Take five, it's all right. So I've been overeating. You know what scares me? Did you hear Swedish scientists, and it's hard to say Swedish, Swedish scientists have determined that when you overeat, you destroy brain cells. Now, I know I was fat. I know I was stupid. I've always been happy, even as a kid. I remember one Halloween, I wanted to be a skeleton. Only skeletons don't come in husky. For me to go trick-or-treating, my grandmother had to sew my skeleton costume onto my white thermal underwear. So my friends and I, we go trick-or-treating and get to the first door, and the guy comes out to give us candy. Hey, it's Superman. Hey, it's Frankenstein. Hey, it's a fat boy in his underwear. Last Halloween, I didn't buy enough candy. Kids came to the door, I had nothing for them. So I gave them takeout packs of sugar, which is candy in its purest form. When those ran out, I gave them takeout packs of salt, pepper, soy sauce, duck sauce, hot mustard. I cleaned out that little shelf in my refrigerator. And did you know that 8 creamers make a glass of milk? Did you know that? Any married people out there? Any married people?
Yeah.
No, you admit it. Good, good, good. I met my wife for the first time at Macy's Santaland. She was an elf and I was a Santa. And things happen. Remember the first day I met her? I wanted to ask her out, but I got so tongue-tied and nervous I sounded like Lou Costello. Teresa, you want to go? Weeks later, I tried again. Teresa, how about a tag? So finally comes Christmas Eve. It's the last day of Santa Land. It is a temporary job. I decide to go for broke. I walk right up to her and I said, Teresa, what a She said yes, and that was that. So that was it. We have a 5-year-old daughter now, so that's nice. And you know what? I still do Santa Claus. Well, I don't do Santa Claus. That's not nice. I still play Santa Claus, not all year round. I'm not a nut or anything, you know, at Christmas time. And I worked this one gig on the Upper East Side. The woman who hired me asked me, just before I went out to meet the people, if I would be politically correct. And I said to her, politically correct Santa? I had to, I'm paying you. I want a politically correct Santa. I said, fine. I had no idea what to do. I just went out there. Merry Christmas. And happy Hanukkah and joyous Kwanzaa. It's all the same to Santa. Hello, son. Have you been good? Not that it's bad to be bad. Good is good. Bad is good. It's all the same to Santa. Hello, girls. Ladies who are age challenged. You know who you are. Women, hear me roar. It's all the same to Santa. I've done a lot of commercials, but you know the kind of commercials I like to watch? Are those ones that come on late at night, you know, when the guy owns the store, he can't afford actors, so he does the commercial himself? Are we on? Hi! My name is Fat Roy. And I own and operate Fat Roy's muffler repair shop. Located on Avenue J and Nostrand Avenue in Brooklyn. If you come down to Fat Roy's muffler repair shop, this week and this week only, we are giving away genuine Ming vases. Now, meet the family.
Hey,
my wife, Eunice, and my son, Fat Roy Jr. So, come on down to Fat Roy's. After all, this is our anal sale. Annual sale! So come on down. Wrap what up? I said it'd be a free sale. Thank you. Thank you, thank you. Okay, before I leave, I'd like to do two impressions for you. Two impressions. First, here's my impression of John Candy in every film. And here's one of my personal favorites. Here is Jack Gleason doing Shakespeare. To be or not to be? Oh, that is the question. And you know. That you know that I'm the Prince of Denmark. I'm the Prince. I am the Prince. Ha, ha, ha. Thank you, I'm Bob Reber. Thank you very much.
Say to see good white and the deck will come down and pay you $1,000. You're listening to Nancy Lombardo on Comedy Concepts.
Hey, Mo! Hey, Mo! What is it, Carly? What is it? I want to listen to Nancy Lombardo on Comedy Concepts.
Ruff, ruff. You know, it's an amazing thing. This is Jackie Mason, and you're listening to Comedy Concepts with my good friend Nancy Lombardo right here on the wonderful station on Blog Talk Radio. If you knew it, if you only knew what you were hearing, you'd understand that this is the greatest program a person could ever have, Nancy Lombardo, right here at Comedy Concepts.
Hey, you're listening to Nancy Lombardo, and this is Comedy Concepts. You're not listening to Nancy Lombardo's Comedy Concepts. Forget about it.
Hey, always fun. Thank you for that promo, Steve Mendoza. Love the Mendoza man, and he's going to get his show up and running soon, I hope. I hope. Who do we have in the house? Oh, Parento, Gail Parento from Parento Guidance Public Relations is wishing everyone a Happy New Year. Thank you, Gail. Love that, Gail. And let's see. Fran Capo, gotta love her. Go to www.francapo.com and check out her comedy show on January 11th at Piazza Roman and Piazza Roma. And also, I'll be January 26th at Rocco's 800 Federal Row in Brookfield, Connecticut on January 26th if you want to see me live. So anyone in Connecticut listening, that's where you could find me. Okay. And Fran Capo, she is a great writer. You really got to check out her books, anything from Promoting Yourself to Comedy to The Mysteries of New York. I do love her books of It Happened in New York City. Very fascinating stuff. Very fascinating indeed. I miss Christmas because I had all this great Christmas music I could do. And now I've got to go back through my, this one's to all you moms out there, okay? Here we go, and this is from Mother Lode.
I'm going to tell you this story about some lady folks I know. We love to share our tales of our parenting woes. These conversations have got friendships built, but the bond that holds us fast may just be old-fashioned guilt. Doubt, remorse, regret, frustration, anger, and fatigue. Well, they call me on the phone, and here is what they say to me.
I got those bad mother blues. I'm afraid.
afraid I got those bad mother blues. I take my kids clothes shopping at the local downtown mall. Will you think that I could watch them? Well, then one it just took off. My heart was full of horror and my body full of dread. The visions of abduction, they are running through my head. I found a moment later just as happy as can be. He was only gone a moment, he took years off me. I had my kids for 10 hours to close a business deal. I rushed right home to eat his frozen meal. A pocket full of sixpence, a pocket. Tenderness and grace will remember all the hardships that I faced.
They say grandchildren are a parent's best revenge.
And if you have kids of your own, you know the blues they make revenge.
You'll get those bad mother blues. Got those bad, I'm a bad mother blues.
Honey, you're gonna poke your eye out, that's why.
Blue.
Wow, sorry.
Well, that was fun. It's in the house, Cyanide, the Steve Mendoza Show. Love that, Steve, and Gail Parento from ParentoGuidance.com. Terrific publicist. Why don't you Facebook follow anybody she's representing, because they're going to be as interesting and happening in the news as anyone that Betty Jo Tucker has on Movie Attic Headquarters as well. Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, every day, Tuesday at 4 p.m. Now, I just lost a song, and I promised this guy I'd play it. Okay, here we go.
This song goes out to an ex of mine. Can't accept that it's over. Just keeps on coming around.
Mike Flegger.
Pluto, you know who you
Mike
are.
Mike Flegger.
Or at least you used to. I tell you, first time that we met, it was pretty goddamn hot. Our veins were intercoursing, rivers molten, flowing, love and rock. But in the years, we both cooled and drifted, slowing to a stop. Yeah, you may want to wander hot, but you're as cold as Dr. Spock. And sure, you trek like you're a star, and I don't mean to sound pedantic, but we both know all you are is just a dorky, dorky planet. Not a Mighty Morphin czar, not a cause for any panic. I prefer you from afar, more of an iceberg than Titanic. You never quite brought that big bang like you glowed at the start. It's not the motion of the ocean, it's the lack of any spark, a slack or black hole of emotion. But without the pulling part, although you suck, so read my lips, total eclipse of hardened heart. And you insist like all you Pluto, but you're more Minnie and Goofy. You're so boring, I think I would slip the Mickey or a Ruby. And your core's not worth exploring, so in tight as loosey goosey, it's a pity you're a kitty itty bitty baby Ruthie.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
You know how much much that costs, right? Come on, baby, long distance. Haven't you ever heard of Skype? You know what? Don't even talk to my friends. I take that back. You ain't no Captain Planet. You don't have the heart. You barely Captain Crunch. Let's start. You can call me a hater, but I ain't gonna change. And I know it's time to save the strange. The more you try, the more this plane you're flipping, your spec, your flyer, your stain. I know it hurts the gear, and it's just gonna make you madder. But in terms of solar system, size really does matter. I know it's a tall order, but I wish you were fatter. A gravity disorder or some meteor splatter. You're a crater-facing baller. You're a fun-racing hater. Every time you swing around, you're like a major space invader. And I never liked Atari, and I barely liked you hardly. If you worked at my McDonald's, I would send your ass to Hardy. And the planets are aligned. But you're not counted in the docket. Is that you or just a lonely little shiny blinking rocket? See, whining and pining, you waste my time and space. So would you knock it off and see that I'm just fine without your tiny spaceless bra? So let's just let it be. Pushing past the pain. No point in waxing so poetic. Let's just focus on Wayne. You know, your focus I won't change. Just your classified name. You can always stop by, but it won't be the same. It's funny how these things work out. The Romans thought you were the god of the dead. Now you're dead to me. Whee! Now, Saturn. That's a lady who deserves a ring. Oh, hey, Uranus called. Nah, I'm just messing with you. Nobody likes you. But you said you wanted space. So? Enjoy it. You can talk to your friends, talk to my friends, talk to me, but don't speak. Whee! See, I'm having fun without you. Getting back together. Bye.
That was Mike Bleger, B-L-E-G-E-R. Facebook friend him. Tell him you heard him on Comedy Concepts, Blog Talk Radio. He will be thrilled. Mike Bleger, check out. He's a comedian who does that. I just find that fascinating. I meet people performing at Otto's Shrunken Head and Tiki Bar across the street from where I live, and I find the most interesting people. I asked him, and he said, yeah, I do have some songs. And Mike Bleger, say you heard Pluto on Comedy Concepts. Facebook friend of everybody, Mike Bleger, nice guy. Keeping that in mind, that was Pluto, so why don't we just keep it moving with the theme.
Thank you.
fun, huh? Howl at the Moon. We're keeping the theme going there, keeping the theme going. Fran Capo, check her out, www.francapo.com. A very interesting woman. World record holder, books. I can't go on. Just go to www.francapo.com. I'll be performing on her show in Rocco's 800 Federal Road in Brookfield, Connecticut on January 26th. Okay, and she'll be at January 11th at Piazza Roma. All right. So you want to check that out for sure. Just go to her website and you'll find out all of her performance dates. Or if you need a book on how to publicize yourself or how to write a joke or anything like that, she's your go-to gal. Okay. Who else? So that was Mike Blogger there. B-L-E-G-E-R. Got to tell him I put him on. He's a very funny guy. Very funny. And you know who we haven't had on? Those French ladies from across the sea. We haven't had them on in a while, so let's play that. L'Anatomie Bousculaire. My bad. I guess the show's almost over, so that's why I'm winding down now. I'm doing a shorter show today because, well, I've just got so much to do in the course of the day. And it's always great to have you on board, Steve Mendoza and Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Somebody interesting. Gail Parento, always terrific having her on. She's a good listener, isn't she? And I can't thank you all for listening, and hope everybody has a good New Year, good New Year's as well from parentoguidance.com. Okay, Cyanide all the way in Amsterdam. Well, I don't know what to do. Thank you for listening to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo, on Blog Talk Radio. Check out my TV show tonight, 7 p.m., New York City. And everybody have a great weekend. And if you can't see it in New York City, go to the internet, www.mnn.org. And thank you all for listening today. I wish I had something short to play you, but I don't. But it's always great to have you on board, my audience, my friends. And let's play you off with something fun. Let's see, what have we got here? Oop. Hang in there. I hope everyone's having a happy new year.
Yeah!
And thank you for listening. And
yeah!
I just can't do that enough. I just like the sound of that. Isn't that great? Well, as they say in the cartoons, everyone.
Yeah, that's all, folks.
Thank you. Big hug, big kiss. Bye-bye, and remember, do a good deed today. It'll come back at you 10 times better. It's all good, people. It's all good. Keep those positive thoughts going. All righty now. Bye-bye. This is Nancy Lombardo, Blog Talk Radio. Bing, boom, boom.